Okay. It's November 15th. Okay, let's put a date for the tapes. Okay, Bruha Abayim, Gavah, everyone. As I guess many people in the room are aware, the Rabbanim of the community were asked this Shabbos, Parshas Vayera, to call people's attention to Project Ezra. So, Project Ezra, as everybody knows, is a very worthwhile cause in our community, where we have an organization that's set up to provide funds if necessary, to provide the medical insurance coverage if necessary, and preferably, l'chatchila, to try and find job placements and networking opportunities with people in the neighborhood who are out of work and have difficulty in the economy. Baruch Hashem, the organization had a lot of success. I think a number of our rabbanim probably addressed the subject this morning. I spoke about it in shul this morning. And certainly a worthwhile cause. I'm not going to go into the cause itself tonight, but in connection with that theme, I'd like to speak this evening about the subject of tzedakah. That'll be the topic, certain aspects of the mitzvah of tzedakah. And when you prepare a shiur in Hilchos Tzedakah, if it's just one shiur, which this is, for a limited time, and we'll keep it limited, Mitzvah Hashem, so the problem when you're learning Hilchos Tzedakah is you have to figure out what not to talk about. There's so many very important issues that are nogeya halacha lemaisa. I'm not talking about lumdis, and there's plenty of that too. But just in terms of what people should know, there's really a home, there's really a treasure trove of material relating to tzedakah. So I'm really not going to be able to go through everything by a long shot this evening. I'm not going to speak this evening about the question of prioritizing tzedakah. It's a very important shaila. Mitzvah Hashem, another time, perhaps I'll have the opportunity. There are dynamic about what tzedakah should get priority over which. I'm not going to really have a chance to talk about the question of how do we determine whether somebody is really a needy person or not. That's also an important area. About what happens if you make a mental pledge. A person gets an aliyah, he makes a mishaberach, so he has in mind to give a donation. So what is the status of a mental pledge? All these are important subjects. I'm not nidvei tzedakah. I'm not going to really speak about ma'aseh ksofim either. That I think we once spoke about ma'aseh ksofim in the past. The din or the minig of giving one-tenth. Those are some of the subjects we're not really going to be able to go into tonight. Again, not because they're not important, but because we have to pick and choose. So I really want to focus on, I think, some of the very basic ideas that relate to the mitzvah of tzedakah, and the mitzvah of Shem, and other opportunities we'll be able to talk more. Just to begin, again, in a connection with our sedra this morning in Parshas Vayera, so everybody knows that it's in this sedra that the people of Sodom and Amorah are destroyed. The people in those villages in that area are destroyed. So the Ramban in his commentary on our Sedra in the gracious Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Hey, the Ramban on the Pasuk Veneda Osam describes a little bit about the people of Sodom, and he says that the reason why they behaved this way when Lot's guests came is Kavanosam L'chalos Zaregum V'neim Kedir Abuseinu. They didn't want any tourism. People of Sodom didn't like tourists coming into town. Why? Ki Chosu Shabur Bavur Tovas Artsam Shikigan Hashem Yavo Sham Rabin. The Pasuk describes in the previous sedra that originally, before its destruction, the area around Sodom and Amorah, and that area was a very beautiful area, very fertile land and very worthwhile land. So they were afraid of too many people coming there. And then Ramban writes, Yehem hayu moasei hatzedakah. They despise tzedakah. That's what Ramban writes about the people of Sodom. They despise tzedakah. So then Ramban goes, how did Lot get in? Answer, because I'm a Lot, but also they didn't despise millionaires who moved into town. So when Lot came into town with all his wealth, so that they're willing to do. Or he says maybe it was a covered of Avraham Avinu or whatever. But the Ramban writes, Hakosuv Meid Shazos Kavanosim. How do I know that the people of Sodom were Moasei Tzedakah? They despised Tzedakah. He quotes a pasuk from the Novi Yecheskel, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Memtes Shenemar. Hinei Zehaya Avon Sodom Achoschan. Open pasuk. This was the sin of Sodom. The people of Sodom did not uphold, did not support the needs of the aniyim and the avyonim, the poor and the impoverished. And then the Ramban says, that pasuk in last week said in Lechacha, which described them in general as Roim Chatom Hashem Od. So they were other things; they did other things bad also. But nevertheless, the Ramban writes. Ramban says the fate of the people of Sodom was sealed because of their lack of concern for other people, lack of fulfillment of the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's what sealed their fate. because they were more in violation of that din than others. V'gam ki kolam osim stokus im re'em imaniyehem. It's common, even without mitzvahs in the Torah, or any civilized society. You have welfare, you have some, the government, people take care of the poor. It's almost it's in the category of the mitzvah sichlios, the logical, sensible mitzvahs. And they didn't do that. So that's what the Ramban writes, lo hoya b'chol ha-goyim kistom lach zoryas. That was the wickedness of the people of Sodom. So it's an opportunity for us a little bit to look at something about the mitzvah of Tzedakah. As far as the tzivui, that is the source in the Chumash, so there are a number of places where the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Tzedakah. I'll just read a couple of psukim. One is one set of psukim is Vayikra Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Lamed Hei, B'chi Yomuch Achicha, U'moto Yodo Imach. If a person becomes impoverished and is falling, the Hechzakta Bo, you should lift him up. That's one pasuk, and again in the end of Vayikra and Parshas Behar, and you should lend him money if he needs it, and so on. And then it says v'cheyach yichaymach, that your brother, your fellow Jew, should be able to live with you. A fellow Jew should be able to live. Your fellow Jew should be able to live with you. It means you have to support him for whatever he needs. That's one set of psukim. And the other set of psukim is in Parshas Re'eh, perhaps more famous psukim because we learn it all the time on Yontif. In Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Ches, or Pasuk Zayin rather, it says, Kiyeh v'cho ev yom e'achad achecha v'chad sharecha v'artzicho asher v'sholakecha nesin loch. If you have a poor person in your town, lo sa'ameitz levavcha, don't harden your heart and don't close up your hand. Rather, kifasoch tiptach es yod chalo. You should open your hand, v'havei tavitenu deimach sora sheyecha, and you provide him with whatever he needs. And it says, Yishom alecha penye davol imavcha b'liyal, le'mor kovash, that's about Shemitah, he says, v'noson titen lo, v'lo yeir alevavcha b'sit chalo. You should give and you should not feel bad about giving. Ki biglal adovar hazeh, on account of this, Hashem, Ebrach Hashem lekech v'omasevach v'omishlach adecha. So these are two places in the Chumash, in Parshas Re'eh and Parshas Behar, where the Torah speaks in terms of tzivui, in terms of the mitzvahs. And I don't want to go into now the Rishonim discuss how it accounts as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, because there's an aseh aspect to it, there's a los aseh aspect, all of this is true. But in terms of the basic core, or the basic rationale behind the mitzvah of Tzedakah, I just want to show a couple of comments from the Rishonim. The Rambam writes in mitzvah, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah lo sa'aseh reish lamed beis, he's here, shalo l'noa tzedakah. We should not refrain from giving tzedakah to the poor, someone we can help. And what's the reason? Is azhara miliknos midas hakilos avzorius. The Rambam writes, why do we have to give tzedakah? To keep ourselves away from the midah of viciousness and mean-spiritedness. I mean, that's the rationale. Similar type of words that the Rambam used to describe the people of Sodom. The Rambam tells us that one of the purposes of the mitzvah of tzedakah is to keep ourselves away from certain terrible midos. The Gemara really discusses the mitzvah of tzedakah in Maseches Bava Basra. We happen to discuss some of those relevant Gemaras last week in connection with Pidyon Shvuyim, the same sugyas. So the Gemara has in Bava Basra, on Daf Yura Mer Aleph, Tanya, Hoyer Reb Meir Omer, Yeshul Abad, one second, yeah. So someone could say, Yeshul Abad Adin Lishim Cholom Alcha, Im Alokeichem Oev Aniyim, who, Mipnei Ma Eino Mefarneson, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Aniyim so much. So why does he make there be any Aniyim? Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do I have to do it for? Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu see to it. Everybody has a job, and everybody can make his own parnos. So what do you need, right? In somebody could taina, again, Im Alokeichem Oev Aniyim, who Mipnei Ma Eino Mefarneson, so Emor Lo, Kidei Shenitzol Anu Bohen Midil Shogehenim. It's to help us. And the Gemara says, "V'zu sheila shal Turnus Rufus harashis abekiva." There was a certain Roman official named Turnus Rufus. So sometimes we have in the Gemara that abekiva, he had a relationship somehow with abekiva. There are a couple of places where Turnus Rufus and abekiva have discussions. So the Gemara says, "This is one of the questions which Turnus Rufus harashis asked abekiva." Im alokechem o evanim hub neiman ufarnas and amalek kadesha nitzol anu bohen midina shel gehenim. So we'll be able to be saved. In other words, by giving tzedakah, so it helps us. So it's a different way of looking at tzedakah. We're not helping the poor person. We are helping the poor person. But not only are we helping the poor person, we're helping ourselves. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. And the Sefer HaChinuch, in talking about the mitzvah of halvah, the Sefer HaChinuch, in talking about the mitzvah of halvah, lending money to a poor person, mitzvah samech vav, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Shoresh HaMitzvah, all part of tzedakah, Shoresh HaMitzvah, Sherot HaKeh Lios Baruch, Melumadim, Umurgalim, Emidas HaChesed, Harachamim. The reason behind all these mitzvahs of tzedakah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Jewish people to be accustomed to behaving with chesed and with rachamim, kihimidim mishubachas. Umitoch hechshir guf minas hatovas yulam kabbalas hatovah. When you yourself behave a certain way, then you'll be a vessel that will receive goodness. And he brings various rise. He says, "Lav, if not, so then you're not going to provide with others. So then, Kadosh Baruch is not going to provide for us either." So that's one thing. And again, it's a similar idea. The idea somehow is that the mitzvah of tzedakah is designed to help us refine our own midos to save ourselves from trouble. These are all what the Rishonim tell us. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph. Kufnun Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says, "Omer le Reb Chiya ledvisu ki osa anya agdimu lerifta ki heichad agdimu lebonecho lebonayich." Reb Chiya, I guess, when he went out of the house, instructed his wife that if any aniyim come by, give them to eat, so that somebody will give your children to eat when they need it. So she said, "Omer lo, milat kolaitas." It's like sort of an iron heart. You're going to say that our children are need a handout? "Omer lo, kroka kosev." I read the pasuk before. Ki biglal hadover hazeh. The pasuk said in Parshas Re'eh, when the mitzvah of tzedakah, it says you should give tzedakah ki biglal. Biglal means on account of. But the Gemara has a drosha, Tam de Rebbe Shmuel, galgal husha choza ba'olam. It's a wheel that turns around and comes back. In other words, in this generation, maybe I'm rich and you're poor. So two generations later, maybe my grandson will be poor and your grandson will be rich. That's the way the world works. People's fortunes rise and fall over the generations. So the Gemara says in Baba Basra, this is what somebody should bear in mind when he has the opportunity to give tzedakah. So sometime it could be that down the road you'll be the one who's in need, or your children or your grandchildren will be in need, and they'll be deserving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim, and they'll see to it that they find somebody who provides for them. And that really is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. On this basis, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridaya Simon Reish Mem Zayin, beginning of Hilchos Siv Gimel, the Mechaber writes, "Kol Merachem Al Haniim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merachem Alav." If a person has mercy on the poor, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu have mercy upon him. Simple statement in the Shulchan Aruch. Ramo adds, "V'yitein ha'adam alibo shemabakesh kol shal parnasos me'HaKadosh Baruch Hu." A person has to bear in mind, he always has to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We daven all the time for parnasa. So we're like knocking on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's door. He should provide us with parnasa. So when someone knocks on our door, we should also be able to provide. I remember, I think it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, Shabbos Shuvah. As many people here know, I give my Shabbos Shuvah drasha in the morning after Musaf. Shul in the morning. So in the afternoon, I guess I'm the only rabbi in the afternoon who can take it easy. And I go to one of the other rabbanim's drosh in the afternoon. So a couple of years ago, I went to Rabbi Pazinski. He spoke about tshuva, tefillah, and stock. And he spoke about stock. And I remember he gave, I forgot in whose name he said it. But he says, we sometimes, guilty of myself, sometimes these guys come to the door. And I said, "You were just here, right?" "I was just here last week. I was just here 2 weeks ago. I just gave you a check." So that's how we react. So he said, in the slichas we say, "Kedala mecharashim dafachnu b'losecha." We're knocking on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's door like the poor. Can you imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu? The guy was just here last year with the same promises and the same alchedim, just here last year. What are you coming back again? So that's the idea. The Ramah says this again. "V'itin adam alibu shemavakesh kol shor panasos me Kadosh Baruch Hu moshem vakesh Kadosh Baruch Hu shma shavoso kachu yishma shavosanim and gam v'itin alibu ki ugalgal achoz ba'olam v'sofa adam shiavahu obno oben beno idei midazu v'chol amarachim al archeir merachim alav." That's from the tour. That's how I'm all right. So, so much for the background in terms of Hilchos Tzedakah. And the tour, I'll leave out the tour. The tour says also in the beginning of Reish Mem Zayin that a person shouldn't think, that it's a bad investment, that he's going to lose, and in the long run he's going to benefit. Okay. Now, what exactly is the mitzvah? What should I give? Again, I'm not going to be able to discuss tonight how we determine who is a valid nitzrach, a valid needy person. But let's assume the person is needy. When I speak tonight about tzedakah, I'm not talking about tzedakah to support yeshivas or to support institutions. Also important, I'm not denying that, just that's not the focal point for tonight. Supporting people who sit and learn, that's also valuable, but that's, again, not for tonight's discussion. Now, I'm talking about people who are needy, people who are nitzrachim to have a regular parnas who can't make ends meet. That's for tonight, yeah.
I just heard somebody say once, those tzedakahs, institutions,
yeah,
that's not really tzedakah.
Right, it depends. It's a different. It's not real with classic tzedakah. That's correct. It's a different form of tzedakah. Again, the different mitzvah. Maybe. Well, that's the old question. Whether it may not be. What is tzedakah based on? Is related to Maaser Ani. When we give Maaser Ksofim, for example, it's a different shear. So is Maaser Ksofim modeled after Maaser Ani? That has to be a poor, or it's modeled after Maaser Sheni, which may relate to learning because you go to Yerushalayim. Perhaps another time. We'll talk about. The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Samach Zion Amud Beis makes a statement based on, again, that same pasuk in the collection of psukim that I read before in Parshas Re'e. It says, when somebody comes, Samach Zion Amud Beis in Ksubis, when somebody comes and needs to eat, You have to give him or needs whatever he needs. You have to give them whatever they need. Tana b'olam yosom shabol lisa. If you have an orphan, assuming that he's poor, there's no money in the family, right? And it's time for him to get married. So sochin lo bayis umatzir lo mitos. It's a responsibility to rent to get a home for him and a bed for him. V'chol kli tashmisho and everything he's going to need. V'acharkach masin lo isha shenemar day machsoro ashe yechsalo. The Pasuk says you have to provide the ani with that which he lacks. He or she, whatever, that which he lacks. Dei machsor sheyechsalo. What does that mean? Dei machsor is a abayis, a sheyechsalo, a mito, a shulchan, zoisha, and so on and so forth. So what do you mean? Dei machsoro. You have to give him what he needs. And what does that mean? The Gemara goes on. Tanarabonon, dei machsoro, ata mitzuvah, this is in a ksubah, samach, ramen, beis. Dei machsoro, ata mitzuvah, lo refine, so, but yeah, ata mitzuvah, lo osho. You don't have to give him so much to make him wealthy, but you have to give him what he lacks. And it depends what kind of person it is. Asher yechzalo, afilu sus lirchovalov. He needs a horse to ride on, you gotta give him a horse to ride on. Ve'eved loret lefonov, and he needs a servant to announce his arrival or to assist him in something, you gotta get him a servant. Okay, once, well, it depends, so we'll see. It depends what he's used to. Okay, if he was an Asher, we'll see. Omar, you don't have to be Leha Ashiro to make him into an Asher, we'll see in a second. But if he was an Asher before, we'll see. Omar of Hilla Zokin, Shaloka, Fanny Ben Tomech, Sus Lirkovalov, Evan Loris, the Fonam, Pamachas, Almote, Lirkovalov, who wrote the Fonam, Shosha Mila. Hilla himself once served as one of these guys, to help an Ani. So that's the Gemara in Ksubas. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, in Perek Zion, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, whatever the ani is lacking, you're required to give it to him. No clothing, you gotta get clothing. He doesn't have furniture or things he needs in the house, you buy it for him. Isha doesn't have a wife, masinos. You do what you can to marry him off. And if it's a woman, obviously you find a husband. Good. Afilo hayadarko shozehani. Previously, this guy was a wealthy guy, and he fell out of, his fortunes turned, he lost in the market or whatever. Hayadarko shozehani alasus ve'evidrat sefonov, ve'heni ve'yorad minachasov, he became poor and he lost his fortune. So konelo sus lichovalov, ve'evidrat sefonov, shenemar dei machsoro asheyechsolo, that's the possibility, you have to give him sufficient amount for what he lost, what he's lacking. Umetsuva atolahashun chasrono. You don't have to make him wealthy, the Rambam says, but you gotta make up what he's lost. Again, the Rambam passes that way openly in the Chosmat Nasanim, and similarly in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon, again in Yeridea, Simon Reish Nun, Sif Aleph, Kama Nosnin Laani, Dei Machsora Sheyechsolo, Keitzad, Im Hoyo Roe, Viachileu, you need food, you give him food, Hoyo Tzorch Lechasas, Yichasu, Ein Lo Klebayis, Kono Lo Klebayis, Vafilam Hoyo Darko Lechavasu, again, like the Rambam, and he adds further, Haroy lo sasi pas, nos no pas. The guy, is accustomed to eating this kind of food, you give him that kind of food. Isa nos no isa. Mita nos no mita. Haroy li ten lo pas chama, chama. Tzona in tzona. Achila tok pri machilin. Whatever it is, you give the person whatever it is. So therefore it appears from the Rambam and from the Shulchan Aruch both, that the mitzvah of providing for an ani means there's no amount, it's not what does the person need? That's what you have to assess. This guy comes to your door, what does this person need? Whatever he needs, that's what you have to provide, and that's the end of it.
We'll have to see.
We may come there. I mean, right. But that's what it looks like. If he is accustomed to a certain way, and now as a result of not having this, he can't function properly. Okay.
Right.
But that's not called Dei Machsor. Let's hold over the question. Let's see. Well, what's the idea behind this? Okay. What's the idea behind this? Shitim Gebetzes and Ksubas Anat Suga Samas Anu Bei says Afilu Sus Lirchovalo Bedafke BeOsher Shiar Menachosav Shel Murgo Mitchila BeTanugim Gedolim Av B'Sharanim Shel Ahurgal BeKachlo Mechayev Kulei. If a guy wasn't, that's from the quotes in the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah, the Peshitta Vetz is quotes in Rabbeinu Yonah, that yes, if this is what the lifestyle the guy was accustomed to, then you have to restore him to that lifestyle. However, Vagonin Zal Kosu, the whole Hanim Maisios, the Ani Ben Tobin, the Ani Sheinim, the Forsim Banios, Shalos Lo Kovach Lo Kadel Shu Isparsim. The Gaonim, that's from the Gaonim. The Gaonim learn a little differently. No, if you have a person who was well known in a certain position, you know, was a wealthy person. And now that he lost all his funds, so then you have to make it up because of the embarrassment. And that's, I think, what Chazal are driving at. The embarrassment is so powerful that you have to do whatever you can to restore him to his position. But a regular person, most of the time, somebody who's not well known and, you know, what his situation is, so then, and maybe they, you know, people know that the person, the average person, so it might be different. But that's the machlokas that they quote, and then the Gaonim say it to say it over that way. The Aruch HaShulchan, what's that? We'll come to that. So,
well, we're not, you know, replace what he lost to the guy who's even richer.
Okay, we'll see. The Aruch HaShulchan, and again in Siman Reish Nun, writes, and in Sif Beis, he says clearly, you know, there is a difference between people. In other words, the sometimes you have a poor, and I think Chazal are taking into account the psychological shame or the psychological embarrassment that a person feels that he's been in a certain position, now doesn't have it, so then the people who are able to should make up that difference. Other people wouldn't get it. So what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying is that it's not the same. Because he said some get, some don't get. Hainu time the zeh hurgo b'zeme olam, zeh lo hurgo b'zeme olam. El shaharogel is atz makachba. And he also, after the guy became poor, he said, you know, I'd like to have a fancy car. I never had it before. Now he's going to get it. That's not right. But if a person already had this status, so that's what the poskim say that a person should bear in mind. Where does this come from? Where do you see such an idea? I mean, it does seem a little bit strange in this terms of this mitzvah that it's not precisely defined. Because we're saying it depends on the army. It depends on how much every person is different. And day machsorah, whatever the day machsorah is, it's going to vary from person to person. So where do we see this? So that there's usually when you have a mitzvah, so it's precise. You have to do this. You have to hear this many sounds of shofar. You have to eat this size piece of matzah. So all of a sudden here, you know, it's a sort of imprecise. And the answer is, yeah, it's imprecise. And that's exactly the statement of the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah, in the beginning of the Maseches Peah. Everybody knows this Mishnah. Elu dvarim shein lahem shir. There are certain things that taka have no shir. It's not a fixed amount. Depends on the circumstance. And one of those things mentioned in that Mishnah is gemilas chasodim. Gemilas chasodim. So the Tosis. What exactly does it mean in the Mishnah by gemilas chasodim? So the Tosis Yontif, as well as the Tosis B'Kiv Eger, the Tosis B'Kiv Eger and Os Beis says in the name of the Rash, Rabbi Nishimshon. The Rash Mishans, the Rash is the one of the Rishonim, one of the Balei Tosfos. So in the Mishnah in Zeroyim that are printed as part of the Talmud Bavli in the back of Brochas, so you have on the side of the page the comment of the Rash. It's not printed in the Mishnah, it's printed in the Gemara version of Zeroyim, the Brochas. No, there's no Gemara on Zeroyim in the Bavli. They print the Mishnayis, and the Rash is perished to print on the side. So here the Tosis, with Kibbe Eger, and also the Tosis Yantav quotes from this Rash. He says, Harash Kosov, the Lamaid of Harshim, the Masnisin, Mari Bidor Raisa. Myri Gambe Mamono. The Gemilas Chasodim, there's different types of Gemilas Chasodim. Right? There's Gemilas Chasodim Begufo, when you do something, you Bikrocholim, or you help somebody with something, that's one type of Gemilas Chasodim. That's Begufo. You do something physical for the person, you help a guy, a person limping, whatever, so you help him across the street, there's one type of Gemilas Chasodim. Yeah? Then you have Gemilas Chasodim Mamono. There's also Gemilas Chasodim with a person with money, and the Rash says that's Midoraisa. It's also Midoraisa, Enlosh Kavanos Harosh, to Midoraisa, Enlosh Shir Lamala. There is no upper limit. There's no limit. I think that relates. That's day machsor, whatever it is that the person needs. They don't say, okay, I'm going to give you up until this amount, and that's all. It's day machsor, and that's how the Tosis Yontev also writes. Hashtu Midoraisa, Ein Shir Gmilas Chasam Mono. The Zeh Shama Harosh, Zeh Shakos Harash, Bitochen Lomer, and he quotes the Yushalmi and son, Gmilas Chasam Mono is also Midoraisa, and there's no upper limit.
Huh?
Seems like it. Doesn't seem. Well, slowly. Okay, so for the Rosh and the Rosh is somebody else. The Rosh is Rabbeinu Shimshon. Reish Shin is also the Rosh. The Rabbeinu Osher, whose commentary is also printed on the side of the page in the Gemara version of the Mishnayos in Zeroyim. So I think the Rosh also says the same thing. The Rosh says the same thing over there. However, the Bar... Huh?
The giver.
You have to give it. I think what they're saying is we're talking... I think... We'll come to that too, but I'm saying if a guy comes to you and he needs this, then you're mechuyev, where we're reading it right, if we're reading it correctly. The simple reading of the Rambam, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Again, kama nosa ani, the Shulchan Aruch says, day machsor, whatever he needs. And I think it's related to this mission. It's aim lehem shir. There's no upper amount. That's certainly these we've shown him hold. However, we have to point out that there are those who disagree. The Bar Tanura writes on that mission of Avadi Bar Tanura, Gmilas Chasodim, the Gufo, Kigon Bikrocholim, Velik Bor Mesim, that you have to do whatever you have to do. There's no shear, there's no limit in terms of that. Avo Gmilas Chasodim, the Mamono, However, gemilas chasarim with money can go in pidyon shvuyim. We spoke about last week. Lahalbish arumim, lahachilas haraevim. You know, to provide food and clothing for people. Keretzvan yesh lahen shir. That's not included in this mishnah, says the Bar Tanura. That's not included in the mishnah. Okay. Sheitein b'chol pam shetavo mitzvah kazu leodo chamishis min arevach shem lechazar. Was it referred to before? Chomesh. We'll come back to the Gemara in a moment. The Tiferes Yisrael, Yochanan Boaz, and Ozhei says the same thing. When it says Gmilas Chasodim, he says Begufo al b'mamono yeshir. When it comes to money, there is a shir. Dei machsoro, yeah, but there's a limit. And how much? So the guy needs $100,000. I got to give him $100,000. You don't have it. I got to give him $100,000. No, there's only a limit. Yeah.
We learned that the Mishnah El Yeshir is actually
Lamato Ulamaya. Right. I don't talk about Lamato now. Right. Right. Okay, that's the machlokes. But the machlokes is, does it mean only begufa or does it mean even bemamono? That's the machlokes. It's only going in the back. Right, that, you're right,
it's a minimalistic aspect of this.
Right, so again, that comes up. The Gro discussed with regards to Talmud Torah. There's a machlokes, the Mishnah Rishon, and the Gro with regards to Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah has also mentioned that Mishnah. There's a minimum and a maximum. You're right. But then. We'll see. Okay. Good, we'll get that too. We're coming to it. Right. But again, so far we haven't seen a line. I mean, so far the simple reading is the guy comes to my door, I got to take care of it. I mean, that's what it looks like. So,
according to the Rav,
yeah.
There is a limit.
Right. The Rav, according to the Bar Tanura, the limit of an amount of chomesh. But according to, I just want to mention quickly, just to see the other source, the Vilna Gaon in the back of Peh, we have the Shnos Elio. That's the commentary of the Groa on Mishnayos. So in these Mishnayos, there's two versions of the Groa. There's the Perish HaKotzer and the Perish HaOruch in the back of the Mishnayos. In the Perish HaKotzer, he says, Ugmilas Chasodim Begufa Ubermamono. But in the Perish HaOruch, he says, Avalobermamono. Because that has a shear. Okay, so whatever it is, I mean, the two different versions of the Groa. Okay. Okay, so now, what is this business of a shear? Where did that come from? So it was alluded to before. The Yushalmi, the beginning of Peah, mentions it, but we'll look at it in the Bavli. I'll put it away already. We'll look at it in the Bavli, in the Gemara, in Ksubas, a famous Gemara. I got the wrong one. No. It's famous Gemara. I've got to find it. No. Here it is. Okay, good. Famous Gemara in Ksubas, Taf Mem Tes Mabez to Nun Amar Aleph. The Gemara says the famous Takonas Usha, Nun Amar Aleph. Amar Bilal, Be'usha Hiskino, in the city of Usha, it's one of the places where the Sanhedrin was. Be'usha Hiskino, Hamevazbez, Al Yevazbez Yosem Chomesh. Okay, a person who spends money, Rashi says, Hamevazbez La'aniyim. A person who distributes his money, Ta'aniyim Tzoke, should not give more than a fifth of what he has. Now there's a whole discussion. Does it include your potential earnings? I won't go through all that now. Okay, you know, a fifth. You should not give more than a fifth, 20%. So that, why Shemri Tzarech Labrius? Because otherwise you become poor yourself. So it didn't solve anything. So, but that's the Gemara to which these Mefarshim and the Mishnah refer to. What do you mean, Ein Lo Shir? We have a Gemara. The Gemara says, Hamavazuz Ayavazuz Yosem Chomesh. However, the Teretz, so that seems to be a Raya, like the Bar Tanura, like the Tiferes Yisrael, like the one version of Vilna Gaon. What do you mean there's no shir? There is a shir when it comes to Momon. There's a fifth. That could be a lot, depending on who the giver is, but still, it may not necessarily be Dei Machsorah. When he comes to my door, I don't have to give him more than this amount. So how do you say Eilam Shir? How do the other Mefarshim learn? They have to say that once some are talking on a Daraisa level and Darbona level, because this is Takonas Usha. His Usha, his skin is Darbona, and they said, look, we got to fix the limit, otherwise it's going to be, society isn't going to be able to function properly. So perhaps it means, that's how Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, and his truth is... No, I understand, but I'm saying, if you hold that Mamona is no shear, so how do they explain the Gemara? What do you mean no shear? The answer is, we're talking the rice that is no shear. We do a bona, so they fixed an amount. That's what the Bank of Emden writes at the very end. Is a tshuva in the Shilas Yavet Simon Gimel, the long Simon. At the very end, he writes, Nir Elisha Inyan Mitzvah Satzdoka Nichla B'Shnei Sugim. The two categories of the Mitzvah of Tzdoka. Ha'echa Doraisa V'Hashem Do Bonan. And Mischalkin Lamina Mishonim as follows. One is Doraisa, Zeu Lahamsi La'onin Hagun De Machsoro Kol Tarko. Mi Doraisa, the obligation of Tzdoka is to provide every Ani with whatever he needs, an Ani Hagun, a worthy Ani, De Machsoro. Lefi Masu Adam Chaser Ishobe, whatever he's missing, like we mentioned before, whatever the guy needs. If that's his nature to have a little fancier stuff, then that's you gotta provide him with. Okay, Chova Lahazmi Lo Kol Zeb Chole Cholos, whatever you can afford to do. Whatever you can do. We'll come back to that point. However, the other thing is, Midrabanan, So then, so that's for somebody, you know, an average person who couldn't afford to do it. They set up this particular chiyuv. So that's one way to get out of that. What's interesting, though, I'll just point out that the Gra in that parish, in that Shnos Eliyahu, says he holds in the parish Aruch, he said of a lo mamono diyesh lo shir. And he says, the Gros says, the Tanan Hamavaz was Ay Vaz was Mechomish. He writes, Vahu Minat Torah. That Shir is also Minat Torah. Ay, Vahad Isir Gemara, Dilan, the Usha Hiskino, it sounds like Usha. Dam Vaz was in Son, it perished Shahoya Mikodam Aloch Lamosh Misinai. Says the Gros before it was Aloch Lamosh Misinai. Then, Dali Vaz was, Vacharkov Shachachu, people were forgetting the din, Vachozu Vyostu Kaloch Rishona, Vizep Pirish, the Usha Hiskino, the Sham Chozu Aloch Lamosh Misinai, Duma, the Chaini Subrishan Parakalos. So the Vilna Gaon says it was the Raisa all along. The whole Shir, the upper Shir of 20% is the Raisa all along, no matter what. And then when Gemara says it was instituted in Usha, it was restoring the way things were from before. Okay. So we now have, at least according to some, that there is a chiluk, in other words, there is a limit. It's day machsoro, yeah, but now already we've imposed, according to some, maybe midoraisa, that there is a limit. It's not all the way day machsoro. The Maram Shik, in one of his tshuvas in Yoredei Simon Reish Lamed, quotes from his Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer, he says, Mashakosov Moran, b'tshuvas in Reish Chav Tes, we'll see it inside a second, Dahach takonas ushad, ayy vazvaz, yos mechomish, hurak mitzarach takona, av min haTorah, kevon shenishar lo lahachar, osis navsho, tzorach liten hanishar. Against this group. Maram Shik says, no, Maram Shik says the limit is only Drabbanan. But Nido Raisa Minatar, if there's more to provide this person, Kevin Shanishalo, Lahakhus is Nafsho, Tsorech Litena Nishar. If you have the more, then you have to give more. That's what the Maram Shik says in the name of his Rebbe, and indeed, the Chassam Sofer and his Chuvis in Yoredei Simon Reish Chof Tes writes, the Vadai Mashma Medin Torah, Kol Sheyesho Panos Yom Tsorech Litena Mosol Ani. Listen to what he says. A guy has enough to live on for the rest of the day? You know, the giver has enough, right? Kol Sheyesho Panosos Yomo Tzorech Litein Hamosol Ani. You give the rest to the Ani. Imagine that. That's the Chiyuv. Rak Chayav Keduma. Okay, his own life takes present. Kol Sheyesho Dei Parnosos Yomo Yitein Sharma Mono Lo Ani HaTzorech. Rak Pa'ushi Iskino Shlo Yivaz Beis Adam Yosu Michomesh V'samchu HaKro Aser HaSven Aloch. So again, the Chassam Sofer does say, Nido Raisa, surprise, surprise. You have enough to live off for that day. There are poor people who need it. Give it to them. Nido Raisa, give whatever they need, all the rest of whatever you have. And tomorrow you'll make another dollar and you'll be able to eat for the next day and buy clothes. But that's what these, that's what the post can say. Now, yeah.
You have enough to eat for that day, take your entire bank
account,
give the rest.
No, so right. So that, it doesn't mean, it means if you earn that day, daily earnings.
It means what you need for that right. Day, you have enough, you can give away everything else that you have, that you apportioned in your mind.
For that day, right. I think that's what it means. No, correct. No, that's again, later posts can talk about, you know, what about a person has money that he put away from 5 years ago and so on. Correct. That's correct. That's correct. Now, the tour...
He has a day's business. 5 o'clock, he closes the shop.
He takes out his money, right?
He
can.
When he needs some stuff, he puts it inside.
Right, the rest he gives away. And right?
So there'll never be any in him.
Hopefully.
Follow that.
Maybe that's the goal.
How come we hear so many stories?
Kalea fell off. I don't know. Let's take a look what the tour says. The tour writes as follows. Now we come to another point. The tour in Simon Reish Nun writes that the quotes in the Rambam... I marked it off. Oh, here it is. Yeah, he quotes the Rambam. Because of a Rambam, Ein nosni lo matanam ruba el matanam u'etes. But also lahachs ya'ani ashol reikam. We'll come back and I'll let the guy know with nothing. He says as follows. The Rambam seems to say that you only have to give a certain amount. Avaladoni ovi harosh, he quotes his father, the Rosh Zal said, Ein nosni lo min hakupa matanam ruba el matanam u'etes. Mashma da agabite stock a coin. Now we come to the point of Shimi Reis. Who are we talking about here? All of the discussions seem to be that this is an obligation upon, you know, any individual. A poor person comes to me, I gotta take care of him. However, the Torah quotes from his father, the Rosh, that this whole discussion of providing day machsoro is not any individual. It's talking about the kupa. The kupa is the community fund, so to speak. You know, what they call today, the discretionary fund, the rabbinical discretionary fund. You have the community tzedakah fund. That, the gemach from the community, that's the chiyuv of day machsoro. So that's what, however, it's interesting, rarely, because usually, very often, the Torah quotes his father, he paskins like that. Here he writes, Mistabri Kedibra Ramam. Interesting, the Torah says, I'm not sure that his father's right on this one. Shal kol odom koi. The kevin shu mechazer eino echad tzorich litein day machsoro. What does it mean now? So let's assume for a moment, like the Rambam. What does the Rambam mean? Why If a guy is walking around, he's mechazer al apsachim, he's going door to door collecting, so then that's what it means. And no one person has to provide him with day machzor. In some ways, and that's what something Achron writer boils down to almost the same. If a guy is circulating around place to place, so if between everybody, we're mechuyev to give him day machzor. That's what it means. Not one guy. When we talk about one person, let's say I'm the only person that the guy's coming to. Let's say it's somebody in my family, right? And we know that that's one of the, in terms of the priorities, which I said I wasn't going to speak about tonight, but priority comes from. So let's say it's somebody in the family. He's not going to be going around door to door. He's in a bind of situations. He comes to me, and I know he's not going to be going to anybody else. So there, that's the chiyuv that I have of day machzor with the discussion we had. But somebody who's mechazer al apsachim, that's the language of the Torah, the guy who's going around, the kevin shu mechazer, ain ha echad sorich litain day machzor, okay? No one person has to do it. So this present, the big machlokes, the Beis Yosef, and all the regular poskim, all the regular posts can talk about exactly who's right in this machlokas. You know, you look in the Shach and the Taz in the beginning of Reish Nun. The Ramor writes, I'll read the Ramor, after the Mechaber gave that whole presentation I read before. Day Machzor, if the guy needs some food, you give him food. If he needs hot bread, you give him hot bread, whatever you need. Says the Ramor, the nearer the kol zeh begabait stoker. That's only talking about, again, the town treasurer, whatever, the guy who's in charge of distributing stocker funds. Oh, Rabim Biyachad. The whole tzibur together, like Shimi said before, the whole tzibur together, that's what's even there. Avol ein hayochid mechuyav litein la'ani day machzoro. No one person has to fill in whatever needs the guy has. You give a little bit, I'll give a little bit, between the whole community, or he'll go to the rabbi, whatever, it's everybody together, as a community, the Gabbai Tzadokah, that's who has to provide him with day machzoro. As the Ramor modifies everything which the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Aleph, you know, what you have to give the guy day machzoro, so that's only the Gabbai Tzadokah. And what should the individual do? No, ela modia tzaro l'rabim. And I should, you know, give him a letter, whatever, tell other people that this person is a nitzrach. We've all received the, you know, I've written a couple times to the kill of people that I know in Nitzrochim, so you announce to people, this guy needs funds, that's what you have to do. V'im ein rabim etzlo, yitein lo hayochidim yadam, but if there's no rabim, or that guy's not going to the public, he's not going around, that's when you have to find a day machzor. Again, the logical, I could picture a relative who comes, he doesn't want to publicize it, it's embarrassing, and so on and so forth. So then, our neighbor, a good friend, so then I'd be required day machzor. But in a general situation, you wouldn't. However, the Shach writes in Sukkot Aleph, the Bach Kosov, no, the Bach disagrees with this. The Gam Hayochid Mechuyiv Litein called day machzor. Well, we know there are important poskim who say that the mitzvah stock is, surprisingly to when we read this, the mitzvah stock is to provide the yarnim what he needs. That's the mitzvah. That's how the Bach passed. And the Shach disagrees. And the Shach says that, you know, he holds like the Ramor, but just for, you know, it's worth noting, the Bir HaGro, they're only going in Sukkot and Gimel, because the Bach argues, and he says, V'divrei Shach ein nirin. The Shach's objections to the Bach's Bach, it doesn't appear to be correct. So says the Gro.
Now, if he gets from one individual his daily needs, go to another house, and another person gives him his daily needs.
So again, there are other dinim of, you know, what the responsibilities of the Ani are, which is not for tonight, what his. But yeah, you know, we said before, if the guy is mechazer al apsach, he's going around door to door, so that seems to be the psak that not every according to the Bach, no, the Bach and the Gro would say, if he comes to you, you give him what he needs. And the assumption is now he doesn't have to go further. He's not going to go anywhere else. That's his response. He shouldn't go anywhere else, yeah.
Unless it means just for that day.
Well, day by day, right? We won't go anywhere else that day.
For that day,
yeah. No. You're right. That's true. That's true. Unless it's just like, that's a good question. Let's think about that, yeah.
Finite resources. So the competition now. How could one person who wants to maintain a lifestyle that he had when he was making $500,000 a year is competing now with somebody who can't put food on the table for his family?
Right.
So how is it possible that somebody can ask for money
right, so it's an excellent question. I blurbed over before. We're going to come to a key word that I didn't read over thoroughly yet, but it says only miyado maseges. This whole chiyuv is only if the giver indeed, you know, is able to do so and maintain his lifestyle.
No, there's not. Yeah. The next guy, you know, the next afternoon there's another guy.
Yeah.
You know about that he can't.
So that goes back to the question prioritizing. I mean, that's a different sheet, you know, different issue. In other words, if this guy needs, right, I misunderstood, I'm sorry. You know, there are two aniyim, and one guy wants to maintain this, and one guy needs food. No, so there's, Right, correct. Then a chanami. So that's a priority issue.
You can't learn the Dei Machzoro unless you know something about priority.
Okay, you're right. Then a chanami. I understand, but I'm not talking about priority. I just want to mention quickly the Chai Odom in the Chochmas Odom in Chal Kuf Mem Dalet Tzifei is mesupik about who we paskin like in this question. Not so he quotes the Shachis of Efser Shein Kol Zechal Al Yochid Levad. You know, again, they make that mention. Elim Kenu Osher Muflok. That's what they were driving. Unless the guy himself is a fabulously wealthy person, doesn't make a difference. He can give a lot of people. The guy can do it. That's what he's supposed to do. Just to look at a couple other sources quickly, and then come to that other point. The Aruch HaShulchan in the same siman in Reish Nun says as follows. The Aruch HaShulchan is very practical. Sifhei. The standard situation, most people are comfortable with some muwatim, some aniyim muwatim. That's the chiyah, the normal chiyah, the chiyah is on the community as a whole. So the Ramah follows the Ramah, that even though I could do it, but if we have a community, which is the standard situation, Aruch HaShulchan is a rov in a community. So, it becomes the community's responsibility. That's how we paskin. Now, the point I mentioned, what? The community should take it, right? No one person can make up. No, as a community. No, all the yechidim make up the community. You give a little bit, and he gives a little bit, and they give a little bit, and together we'll make sure that the person is taken care of.
Right, but I can't just turn the guy away and say,
No. Well, we'll see about turning. We'll see about turning away. But Aruch HaShulchan means that the community as a whole, everybody gives a little bit. Okay, now if you have a setup
into
in the
hand or into a fund,
either way, the only thing is if a guy comes, we'll see in a second. You're not supposed to turn away with nothing.
Right.
We'll see in a moment. You don't turn a guy with nothing if he comes to your hand. But if you have a situation in the shul where everybody in a small community, everybody contributes to the pot in the shul, they have a tzedakah box in the back of the shul, and that's what it's for. So when the guy comes to your house, so you say, look, in the shul I gave this morning, they passed the tzedakah box, and I put a few dollars in this one, so go over there, and that's it. But the only thing is, we'll see in a second, you're not supposed to give away with mamish with nothing. Just a couple of other things. In Siman Reish Mem Tes, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam really says it too, maybe we'll read it from the Rambam first. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey puts this big qualification in. Somebody asked before, what if it's you're the person, how does it depend on you? Bo ha'ani, b'shol de machzor, b'ein yad hanosein masegas. I can't. There's a limit to how much funds I have. I'm also have limited funds. I have my expenses too. So nosein lo kefi asogas yado. You give him as much as you possibly can. And what's the amount? The kama? Ad chamishis nechosov mitzvah min amuvchor. To mitzvah amuvchor to give up to 1/5. The echad ma'asorav nechosov benani, 1/10. That's my six often. Is a benani person. Pochos mikan, less than that is iron raw. Okay. But if olam lo yimna atzmo mishlishis hashekel b'shana. A minimum, and it puts that in because even an ani has a mitzvah tzedakah, right? So you should give at least 1/3 of a shekel during the year. I read somewhere, figured out 1/3 of a shekel today is about 85 cents. So during the course of the year, the absolute bare minimum is not a shekel. This bare minimum, even a person who gets tzedakah should give something just to fulfill the mitzvah tzedakah. So here we come to this idea of yodo maseges. It's in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Siman Reish Mem Tes, the previous Siv, so the previous Siman Shiur Nisinos, in Yodo Maseges, Yitain Kefit Tzorach Hanim. If you can, you give whatever the guy needs. Im Ein Yodo Maseges, Kol Kach Yitar Al Chomesh, Nitzan Amuvchor, Ve'achad Me'asor, Mi Deben, just like the Rambam says. Now, I'll just point out, we won't read inside because it's getting late, but a lot of the poskim jump, the Chavetz Chaim has a long essay in the Sefer Avas Chesed, a long essay and a long footnote, those who want to see it. He brings it, I'm not going to read it inside, I'll just refer to it and we'll see how it plays out. It seems that the Rambam is so himself, because here in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim I just read, he sounds like this 1/5 is only a mitzvah min amuvchor, but in the Pirush HaMishnayis, there in Pei, he said, no, that's the Iker mitzvah. So the Chavetz Chaim is in the Sefer Avas Chesed, in Perek Yudtes, Inyan Maisa V'Chomesh, Perek Yudtes, Siv Dalet. And there's a long Hagah, a long footnote about it. Basically, in the Birkei Yosef and the Chidah also has it. Basically, what he introduces is an important point. There is a difference between whether the ani is in front of you or not. Let's say somebody comes around, a Mashulach comes around, collect not for himself. He's collecting for Aniyim in Eretz Yisrael. We get all the time at the door. The guy's connected. He's got a foundation in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it is. Or the rabbi makes an appeal or whatever it is. So the, he's not, we have that project as or whatever. I don't know who the money's going to. They're going to distribute it to the, so there's a difference between whether the Ani is in front of you or not. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim writes. And again, we're not going to read the whole thing, but the Chofetz Chaim basically says that, when you have the Ani standing in front of you, so, the whole takon of not spending more than one fifth, that's, you know, that's not when the Ani is in front of you, the Ani is asking you, so that's a different thing. That's a different category. And he quotes the Chidor says a similar thing, and it's interesting, just to point out, Moshe Feinstein has in a tshuva, I know that I really should have said this before. And Moshe Feinstein has in a tshuva in Yerodeus, Chelek Aleph Yerodeus, Chelek Yerodeus, Siman Kuf Mem Dalav, I think. Yeah, and Siman Kuf Mem Hey. I'm sorry, Siman Kuf Mem Hey. He quotes this idea of Yodo Maseges. He says, usually, he said, this is why this is a different mitzvah than all others. Usually by mitzvahs, so if a guy doesn't have the wherewithal to do the mitzvah, so he's honest. So that guy can't afford an esrog. So he doesn't have an esrog. Okay. We don't consider him to be potter from the midst of Esrog. It's an onus, right? What can he do? He can, you know. He says, however, he says, but when it comes to tzedakah, if a person is ein yodo maseges, there's no mitzvah at all. It's not that he's potter. There is no mitzvah, because the whole mitzvah only depends on your ability to be able to do it. But anyway, getting back to what I said before. So the Chofetz Chaim brings up this idea of, you know, the ani being in front of you. And it's interesting that the Vilna Gaon writes in a letter, he wrote to his family at one point to give more than one fifth, and he seems to say that that's the Iker Chiyuv. So I saw in one of the Sfarim that they put out for the Hanhogas of the Stipler, Zichron Baruch, and the Orchas Rabbeinu, Chelek Aleph Sim Reish Tzadi Dalad. So he writes, Omeli Hagonim Chaim, the author writes, Omeli Hagonim Chaim Kanevsky Shita Sha'ovid, Mori Rabbeinu, the Stipler, Omelo Shemor Nachazonish, Omelo the Chazonish said, Shehu knows in Harbe Yoser Michomas Vastoka. Chazanish gave away lots more than one-fifth at Stokah. Okay? However, the disciple also said, Masha kosu v'michtav ha-grozal she-tzrichim la-hafrish chomesh u-bepachos mi-ze-ovrim kol rega al-kam alam v'esen imamish the one-fifth is what you must give kavonos ha-grozal tzadikim balei madregos gevolim. It's not for the average person. That's for the Chazanish. That's what they write. So perhaps you don't have to give give away that much. The disciple's son, Chaim Kanievsky, there's a sefer called, he wrote a commentary on certain parts of the Rambam, including Hilchos Matan and Zoyim. On Zoyim and some other storm of the Rambam. And on Zoyim, he has it called Derech Amunah. So again, he discusses some of these issues. I'll just point out the following question. What if the Ani is standing by the door and I've already, like I said before, I already gave to the shul fund. I want to send him to the shul, right? What should I do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Reish Mem Test, Siv Dalad, Ramor writes, Osur Lahavzir Ha'ani Hashol Rekom, Afilu Einosin Larak, Grogeres Achas, Sha'omar Apostle and Mishle, Al Yoshev Dach Nichlam. Okay, he quotes in the Torah, and the Rama mentions as well over there in Perak Zion, Halacha Zion, even if you already gave whatever it is, but you don't turn away a guy empty handed. And what I was thinking about was the following, and with this we'll conclude. So a guy comes to the door, I've already given my amounts and so on and so forth, but you need to give a Grogeres, is like a, you know, fig, you give him just, a date or whatever, you give him nothing. Right? You give him nothing, but you gotta give him something. You gotta give him, the guy shouldn't walk away from the door empty-handed. But I was wondering, so what's the status? I actually once discussed this with somebody, and then I spoke briefly with Shecht about it. I should really talk to him in greater detail. What all the letters do you get? What all you get in the mail? 10 letters a day. You know, from this one, from that one, you know. Is that the same as a guy knocking the door? According to this realm, according to so far, if a guy comes and asks, then you don't send away empty hands. I know some people, when they get every one of these letters, they send the 50 cents, they send the dollar, whatever, they send something to be Yotzei this din. So I mean, years ago, I asked Rav Shach, he said it's not necessary. So I'll just to point out, looking at some of the contemporaries for him, so Artsko published a book by a Rabbi Shimon Taub from Toronto called The Laws of Tzedakah and Maaser. So he writes over here, he quotes from the Charles Tshuva's Ber Moshe, that's the Deber Tzina, he writes, one who receives validated letters requesting help for a poor person would be obligated to contribute tzedakah to that individual, since knowing about his plight suffices to obligate the potential donor. That's he quoted this in this book. It's quoted from the Tshuva's Ber Moshe. That's the Deber Tzina. I didn't see. I don't have the Tshuva's Ber Moshe. I didn't see it in sign. But that's what he says. I thought that it makes a certain amount of sense to compare it. However, with today's situation, maybe it can be mechalik as follows. Maybe you could say that that's true if there's a connection specifically sent it to me. He knows who I am, or there's some relation. He even doesn't know who I am. Here they get a list with labels. You know, I mean, well, there's no connection whatsoever. That's what I thought.
Right.
Right. Well, I don't know. It could be legitimate, but sometimes you get from. But what I'm trying to say today, it's mass produced. Now, I don't know. I didn't see the Chulu Bear Moshe inside. This rabbi Shimon Tab quotes, you know, from the Debre Tzion. I saw another staple quote. Right. Okay. No. Either way. But I'm saying
so
I don't know.
The mail you get is from Rabbi so and so about someone else.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it's anything. It could be. I saw there's a sefer called Nikdash Bitztoker, also a contemporary sefer. So he says Nir Lechadesh Ki Atzivur, and I personally, just my own humble personal opinions, I agree with him. Nir Lechadesh Ki Atzivur Shal Ayashav Dach Nichla Huraki Ma'oni Ba'atzmo Mevakesh Misbayish. Because what's the whole idea? The whole idea is you're going to turn away the guy with nothing. It's embarrassment. It feels terrible. A guy said, huh? Oh, and this table is page 65. It says, Kashepniyoso Joseris Rekom. Achima Oshi Yodeal Odos Oni. But a guy knows about an Oni. Or even he sees. Or Filim Oshi Roa Shanubakash Machem. Cholzos Enos Mum. Who ain't over Kol Isser. Or Ray Ola Halon. He says, look a little further. And a little bit further on page 74. In the Peites, he writes, he thinks that the whole thing is when, you know, in Peites and Sari Beis. Again, he thinks that it wouldn't apply. So I spoke to Rashef about this years ago. I just was like, it wasn't a detailed discussion. I just asked him kind of yes or no question at that time. And he told me he didn't think that the letters that you get in the mail are the same thing as a guy at the door. And I suspect the answer is because of this rabbi in the Sefer Nikdash Bistok is correct. There's no busha. The whole idea of turning away the guy with nothing, so he's embarrassed, he walks away, you know, Morris never, they send a letter, they never know I got the letter, they don't know who got the letter, all kinds of labels, all mass produced. I think it doesn't apply. Yeah. Outside the shul. That's already a more difficult parasha. To walk right by, there is a little bit of embarrassment. I don't know, I thought you should try. Right, so that's the question. Yeah. Now I'll tell you what I'm
saying. At the moment, he's getting from the other guy.
So, I'll just mention the Rashef that this he told me on a different occasion, actually not that long ago. He said he heard it from one of his sons-in-law, who learned, I think, in Merkaz Aram, I think, or somewhere, from one of our Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael. So he said that one of the dinim, and we didn't talk about that at all tonight, one of the dinim is that who's entitled to collect stocker. So one of the dinim is a person has a steady, more or less a steady income, so he's not entitled to collect stocker. So these guys have a steady income.
Right.
They go from this shul to the other, so they have a steady income. So I said to them, yeah, but if everybody takes that out, they won't have a steady income. He goes, okay, but this Rav and I said, they're violent. When the guy comes into the yeshiva and he walks around the tables collecting money, so he has a steady income, so you're not mechuyim to give him. So it's, right, he has enough to live off of that. Right, so that's depending on how he collects. So that might be a head to roll. So that maybe some of these guys, and you know, that's a problem. Maybe some of these guys don't deserve it. Let me
nothing.
Yeah.
Could you then give, like, they won't take it? Could you give them a dime?
Yeah. There was. Yeah. No. That's a Grogaris. What's a Grogaris worth? Right. Yeah.
This guy hasn't right? even had a driver.
Right. The driver gets half.
Now he needs the guy to run in front of him and now he's coming.
There it is. Yeah.
If you live in a kibbutz, or if I don't want to get political.
Communism.
Communism.
Everybody's
everybody
teacher. Everybody.
So
there's no onions. So yeah, no, yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. You, first of all, you don't own anything to give. It's not yours. I don't know how it would work here. Let me stand with one comment and we'll finish up. Again, I just want, yeah.
Quick question.
Yeah.
What about nowadays in our community where some of these people have a letter from our committee?
Yeah.
What about the other people? We say, you don't have a letter, you don't get anything?
No, but what I don't do, well, just what I personally do. I always give, if they have a letter, I give them more.
Okay.
If they don't have a letter, I give them something based on this Rambam.
Okay.
They're at the door, I give them something, but I tell them, you have a letter, you know, it's always the same answer. The application was given in, right? For years. But okay, that's what happens. And I personally do, give them something. I don't like a guy to walk away with nothing. But I think with the letters, despite what this Rabbi Prince of the Art School say, again, I didn't see the Deborah Tzinis too, but I think it's very difficult to think. I know, that's correct. You put an air, that's right. Let me just end about, let me just end with one quick thing. The Meshech Chochma says in this morning, said an important Meshech Chochma, I mentioned it to someone after shul this morning, that the Meir Simcha writes on the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we always wonder, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people ask, why did God choose Abraham, right? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose Avram? So the Meshech Chochma points out, says Nechumish why, in the Pasuk. It's almost a throwaway pasuk in the sense that if we're writing in English, it should be in parentheses. Because Hashem says he's going to announce to Avram, he's going to tell Avram what's going to happen in Sodom. He said, how can I not tell Avram? After all, Avram, And I love Avraham because, you know, that's not part of the story. It would be in parentheses. But the Meshech Chochmah says, that's the, the Pasuk says first, we'll get to the Meshech Chochmah. It says, Hashem says, I know about Avraham that he's going to train his children, Lasso Stokko Mishpat. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu fell in love, so to speak, with Avraham Avinu. Because he knows that he's going to train it. That's a hallmark of the Jewish people. But the Meshech Chochmah writes that that's the makor or a makor in the Torah for the mitzvah of chinuch. We've all heard of chinuch. What's training our children? Wait a second. That's the makor. Where does it come from? The Torah. You know, Talmud Bishnantum Avarecha, that's Talmud Torah. But this other type of chinuch, the Maritim Asons Varecha, is also Talmud Torah. What's the makor for chinuch? So the Meshech Chochmah says, this is the source, so to speak, for chinuch. That was Avraham Avinu. He's going to train them how to give stock and how to behave in a proper fashion. So although there are many challenges in the mitzvah of stock, there's a lot more to learn and to think about, but at least our sensitivity should be such that we know that our real obligation is to provide whatever the, either as individuals or as a community, as Pasha Machlokas, whatever the individual needs to restore himself to a sense of pride. And nobody, anybody who's had to deal, and unfortunately today, we probably all know people who are out of work, and are having difficulty economically, and what it affects in terms of the family and the household, it's devastating. You know, it affects the marital relationship, it affects the children, it affects the person's self-dignity and self-pride. It's a terrible, terrible thing. I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, the Rambam says you have to be so careful with the mitzvah of tzedakah more than almost with other mitzvahs, because you're dealing with a person's, it's not just that the guy needs food on the table. There's a certain sense of pride, not being able to provide, not being able to do what is expected of a regular adult, is something which is just terrible to behold. And that's why we have to really, v'chzak d'bo doesn't mean only the literal sense, but also the sense of chizuk. You provide chizuk to an ani, have a real ani, a legitimate ani. And there are, you know, unfortunately we know that there are people maybe fakers around, but there are also many legitimate cases which we know, and that's why we should really do what we can as a community to help these people. Thank you for listening. I go to Vach.